The state says it will cost as much as $400 million to build a controversial proposed mining road to Ambler. But some opponents of the road think that figure is too low. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes reports.
On Friday, the Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas met in Anchorage for one of its three meetings each year. The Ambler Road project was discussed due to plans which call for a portion of the road to pass through the gates of the Arctic National Park. Mark Davis, a deputy director with the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA, which is handling the project for the state, gave one of the overall cost predictions for the project.
I gave you the potential estimates of this road, which would be first brought in as a pioneer road and then maybe expanded, so between $190 million and $300 million.
Other ADA representatives are quick to clarify, though, that that is a very rough estimate. Mary Ellen Tuttle works for Dowell HKM, the company managing the road project, and says a more conservative range is $200 to $400 million, and that's just for construction. It doesn't include all the preliminary studies or permitting, which could cost the state as much as $60 million. But Ron Yarnell, a wilderness guide offering public testimony, says he believes those cost ranges are unrealistically low.
The idea that the road costs $100 to $300 million is totally fallacious. I mean, these estimates are even a single-lane road. The bridges on this road are huge. I mean, the bridges alone on this job are going to be probably $100 to $200 million.
Yarnell also questions ADA's claim that the industrial road will be closed down and remediated once operations have stopped in the mining district the road would service. It was a point also picked up by Jill Yordy, a researcher with the Northern Center in Fairbanks.
It was mentioned that the road could possibly be reclaimed, and yet I've heard no mention about the costs of reclaiming the road and who would pay for those. Whose shoulders would that financial burden fall on? And if it is going to be ADA or the private entity that pays for and maintains the road, then those costs should be included in the road proposal and considered from the beginning.
In his response to the public's testimony, Davis explained the cost for road reclamation will be determined during the environmental impact study process. And after the meeting, Tuttle clarified that the eventual financing model will use tolls to collect repayment for the road's overall cost from its private users. For KNOM in Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.